Speaking to Maryland Lottery Director Stephen Martino, and of course Maryland Lottery oversees gambling, all gambling in Maryland, all casino gambling. And the statistics are out, the revenue figures are out for the four casinos for Maryland for the month of November, generating more than $66.8 million, nearly $67 million in the month of November. But there's an increase of 47%, at least the three casinos that were open in November of last year, this year over last year. I know there were a lot of changes have been made, and a lot of expansion has been made of casino gambling, including things like table games and 24-hour operations. And that's the result of Question 7. Has that had an impact on casino revenue, and are we seeing that in these figures?
Well, it certainly has. I mean, this year in November, we had $20.7 million come from table games. 46 of the million came from the slots. So we're seeing that table games is bringing more people to the casino. It's bringing a different type of customer. It's, I think, probably having a collateral impact on slots, as you have people who maybe couples and groups, and some are coming to play the tables now. Some are staying and playing the slots, and it's redirecting money that was leaving the state and going to West Virginia and Pennsylvania and Delaware and keeping it in Maryland. And I think that that was part of the plan behind why Question 7 was put on the ballot.
And so that is having an impact. And I guess Maryland Live, it should be come as a surprise to no one, I guess, because it's the largest casino, that Maryland Live is still generating the most money.
Yeah, they are. They've got the largest number of slot machines. They've got over 4,300. Hollywood Casino Perryville has just over 1,100. There are 800 at Ocean Downs and around 550 at Rocky Gap. So, there's almost twice as many slot machines at Maryland Live as there are throughout the rest of the state. And obviously they're situated in a great location, and they've got a compelling product that they put out, and I think that the public is responding to it.
Projections for how things will be this time next year, especially that Horseshoe Casino in Baltimore City is expected to be open by then.
Yeah, it's going to be much more competitive, clearly, with the close proximity between Maryland Live and the Horseshoe Casino. We expect that they'll be very aggressively fighting it out for customers. I think overall you're going to see the market grow, and that was what was projected by some consultants at the Lottery and Gaming Control Agency recently hired. Maryland Live is going to lose some of their market share, but overall there will be more gaming revenue that will come into the state, and we look forward to having the opportunity to get that facility open and generate more revenue for the state and create more jobs.
Ahead to the future, one of the other features of Question 7, probably the best-known feature of Question 7, was the creation of the sixth casino in Prince George's County. And I understand the state is nearing a final decision. It's going to come later this month, including there's one of the last meetings takes place tomorrow. What is ahead in that decision-making process?
So you're correct. There is a meeting tomorrow in Annapolis where consultants that have been hired by the Location Commission will present their analysis and information on their review of the proposals. I think that that's going to be extremely thorough, looking at potential for generation of gaming revenue, but then also looking at what the impacts are going to be in the community, what the economic impact is going to be as far as jobs created, and also an analysis of all the ancillary parts of the proposal from the hotels and the entertainment facilities. So that's going to be in a public meeting tomorrow. There will be a conference call public meeting next week just for the commission to follow up on any additional questions. And then right now the commission intends to meet on Friday, December 20th in Baltimore to vote on which of the three bidders will be awarded the license.